Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A very significant issue which has become very sensitive these days is the behavior of Muslim minorities vis-a-vis non-Muslim governments. How should Muslim minorities behave in non-Muslim states, especially when there are certain laws which go against them? And we already have the issue of headscarf in France and some other countries in which these non-Muslim governments actually they persecute these Muslims by not letting them follow their own religion and by following the directives of their own religion. So in this matter, what is the correct way which Muslims who live in these non-Muslim countries they should adopt? This is just a case in point, of course, otherwise we are going to talk in general terms. Now in this matter, the most important thing which these Muslim minorities must realize is that they are bound in a contract of peaceful citizenship with these non-Muslim governments. Whenever they enter a non-Muslim territory or a non-Muslim country to live there, they are bound in a contract. They must honor that contract. And that contract, of course, entails that they must be peaceful citizens and they shall honor the laws of that non-Muslim country. Now, of course, if that non-Muslim country has passed law which is against Muslims or which is persecuting them, then, of course, this is something which we would not condone. We would say that this is something which is persecution and this should not be done. But however, in no circumstances should Muslims disobey their laws. The option they have, of course, for them is they can migrate from that land, or, of course, they can talk out the whole issue with the authorities. However, if this insists, then it is not proper that Muslims should adopt violent or belligerent means in this matter. And in this regard, the correct way would be perhaps to migrate away from that place, to come out of that place and live someplace else. So instead of confronting them in a belligerent manner and hostile manner, of course, we would allow them to discuss and debate this issue. But once the law has been passed, they have to obey that law, even if it is a persecutory law on them. Of course, we would not condone such a law. We would tell these non-Muslim governments that they are persecuting Muslims. But then again, as far as Muslims themselves are concerned, they should obey this law. And if they think that they should not obey this law and something which goes against their religion, then they should migrate from that state instead of causing nuisance in that area. Another important thing which, of course, has come to light is that these most Muslims which live in non-Muslim countries, that they think that they are bound by their religion, that they must dominate and they must struggle for the independence of their religion so that it dominates the whole territory, the whole non-Muslim territory. And for this, they have to adopt even vehicles like jihad, and they can use militant means also so as to topple these non-Muslim governments. And once again, the corroboration or the substantiation for this whole act is found in the Quran, as they would say. And they say that since the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with this aim to make the religion supreme in his own territory, so therefore Muslims are also bound to make religion supreme wherever they live, even if they live as minorities in non-Muslim states. Now, it should be realized that this whole law is specific to the Quran. Nowhere in the Quran are Muslims obligated to follow this law or to follow this law in a general term. This law specifically relates to the messengers of God. In the times of the messenger of God, of course, it is the Almighty who makes them supreme in a certain territory, of course. And then through them, he punishes people who deliberately deny them. So this law is specific to the messengers of God. It does not relate to any other period of time. And Muslims are not bound, or it is not held mandatory that they must topple non-Muslim governments through such militant means. And of course, if this correct delegation is understood, then what comes to light is that Muslims, of course, should live whenever they live as minorities, they should live peacefully, as peaceful non-Muslim citizens. If they think that there are certain laws which are going against them or they are being persecuted, then of course, after debate and discussion, if the non-Muslim government still persists with this persecution, then Muslims, instead of causing nuisance or showing militancy, they should migrate from such areas. And of course, as I said, that toppling non-Muslim governments by such Muslim minorities is also something which is not condoned by religion. It is not a fard or obligation of any Muslim to indulge in such an act. It is for something which is specific to the messengers of God. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ